Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries seeks to be a place where anyone and everyone can ask the difficult questions of life. Some of these questions touch at the heart of your soul, some of them touch at the heart of your mind, but all of them deserve an answer. Hi, my name is Amy Downey, and I'm the CEO and president of Sadaka Ministries. Join with us today as we seek to answer another of the tough questions of life.
I would spend there with you, but there never seems to be enough time to do the things on the ground once you find me. I looked around enough to know.
I recognize that was a rather unusual way to start another episode of Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries, but I love that song. It's Jim Croce's Time in a Bottle. He wrote that song back in the early 70s for his son when he discovered his wife was pregnant. Sadly, to make a sad story even sadder, he passed away when his son was about a year old, and his son never got to really spend time with his dad. And that's the point of this episode. What is the meaning of time? Is it, as Jim Croce tried to talk about, putting time in a bottle, or is time something else? Is, if we could save time in a bottle, but we can't. We can't save every day till eternity passes away just to spend time with each other, because time passes. Time passes us by. And Jim Croce discovered that when he passed away. He didn't get to spend time in a bottle with his son. His son didn't get to spend time with his dad because his dad died in a plane crash, because time passes us by. You know, I found a picture of myself in 1973, late 1973, early 1974, when my mom passed away earlier this summer in June of this year. And I'm about 4 years old, and I'm really cute, by the way, in this picture. And now I'm 50. Back in when this picture was taken, I had red hair, and now my hair is starting to turn more gray than I like to admit, because time passes us by. And that's the truth of life. In the early 70s, one of my favorite bands, and by the way, I love 60s and 70s music, one of my favorite bands of that period wrote a song based on Ecclesiastes chapter 3, which is based on Solomon's lament about, you know, time passing us by. To everything, and the Birds wrote this based on Ecclesiastes 3. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. That's Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. And that is life. There's a time to do this and a time to do that, because everything is based on time. Because we as humans are stuck in time. Because we will one day in our time die. Isn't that cheerful? My mom, her time was June 20th, 2020 at 8:30 or 8:28 in the morning. My dad's time was July 4th, 2000 at 2:11 in the morning. That was their time. Because there is a time for everything. And even the Bible tells us that God knows our time. And that's remarkable when you think about it, because God is outside of time. There's an ancient Greek scholar, an ancient Greek philosopher who I actually think believes, and I believe he explains it best. His name was Boethius, B-O-E-T-H-I-U-S, if you want to Google him, who says that God is both outside, inside, and beyond time. And he explains it, I think, best because he understood it, because he looked at scripture. Boethius was a Christian, and he says that he is at this moment here with us listening to me record this podcast, but he is also at this moment at the cross when Jesus died. He is at the Battle of Antietam in 1862. He is, in essence, time itself, because he is inside, outside, beyond time. That is why when God says he is before time began, because he didn't necessarily, he created time because he is time. And when I say that he knew when my mom's time was, it says in Psalm 139:16, and I'm going to read this to you because this is a Psalm of David. He says, this is David saying to God, "Your eyes saw me when I was formless. All my days were written in your book and planned before a single one of them began." So God was there when my mom was formed, or even actually before she was formed. And he had written down before my mom was even formed that she would pass away on June 20th of 2020. Because he was also, before time even began, was there on June 20th, 2020. That is why we can trust God for everything. So while we might want to put time in a bottle and keep those precious moments to ourselves, we have to let go of time and give it back to God, because God is the creator of time, because he is time. He is beyond time. He is time itself. We have to trust God with time. Job, who struggled with all of this because of all that Job went through, said in Job 14:5, "Since a person's days are determined and the number of his months depend on you," depend on God, "and since you have set limits, he cannot pass." Because Job said also in Job 1:22, "The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Because we have to trust God with time. And that's sometimes difficult for us in this horrible, difficult year of 2020, when everything seems to be both slow and quick at the same time. We have to trust God with time. When it seems like March through August the 13th, I had to look. We have to trust God because it seems like it has dragged and it has been quick at the same moment. We have to trust Him because He knows how to control time. We can't. We want this year to hurry up, don't we? But we have to trust Him because He knows what is best for time's sake. And ultimately, Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment." Because when our time on this earth is over, that doesn't mean time is over. That means just a new time has begun. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who I've quoted here before, has said when he walked towards the gallows and walked towards his hanging at Flossenbürg on April 9th of 1945, and they said, "Your time on is about over." He goes, "Life is not over. Life has just begun, because time doesn't end when we die. Time, a new, different kind of time, just begins." But my question for all of you who listen to this podcast is, what kind of time are you heading to? Are you heading to a time of eternity in heaven? Or are you heading to a time of eternity apart from God forever? Because time doesn't end. We are just heading, when our life is over here on earth, we are heading towards time with God, or a time forever apart from God. Because the meaning of time is God. But time when life is over results in a different kind of time. And that is up to you. I'm again looking at the picture of Amy as a four-year-old. And I look a lot different today. But the picture of Amy as an eight-year-old was still a little bit of a redhead. But she made a decision as an eight-year-old that affected her eternity. She made a decision that affected her eternal time. She made a decision to follow Jesus that is going to affect my eternal time. I hope that you have made a decision, however old you were, or however old you are today, that will affect your eternal time. And I hope that involves in following Jesus, receiving Jesus, believing in Jesus, because that is the most important time of your life. What is the meaning of time? It is God. It is Messiah Jesus, who stepped out of heaven in eternity past for your eternity future. That is the meaning of time. And if you want to talk to us more about that, just contact us at info@zadokaministries.org. And we'd love to spend some time with you to make sure that you have time with God in eternity future. Until next time, at Explore Messiah with Zadoka Ministries. Shalom. and God bless.